The question is, how do you dress for air travel? It seems like an outdated question, I confess, but I've seen an inordinate amount of literature on this subject in recent days, including some people in the fashion industry complaining that when we fly, we are often slobs. So I wanted to consult the person I trust most when it comes to fashion. That's Helene Bienduty-Hofer. She's the host of Need to Know on WXXI-TV. She's also the owner of your own personal styling company, Journastyle. And I'm a big fan of your style and your work. So let's talk about this.
Oh, thanks, Evan. No, and it is very, very true. There are tons of blog articles. You'll see social media postings about this. What is proper airport attire? And if you go on, I love Pinterest. That's like my go-to fashion and style site because you can pin tons of different images. There are hundreds of boards, style boards, solely devoted to airport attire. So it's clear that this is important, and people put a lot of thought and consideration into this, and I think that they should. You absolutely have no idea who you could meet on a plane in an airport, and it's really something to consider.
Okay, well, certainly in past generations, air travel was considered almost something formal. I remember seeing pictures of my wife's grandparents and many others. They dress up in full suit and tie,
right,
and long dresses, and it was this formal kind of gala occasion. Now, I will confess, in just a few hours, I will be on an airplane, and I will probably be wearing something close to sweatpants, and I know that bothers you.
No.
But why? I mean, I want to be comfortable. So where do we draw that line? Where do you draw that line?
All right, here's the thing. I've been on a plane multiple times in the last few months. I have met incredible people who have been valuable to me, and in terms of great contacts for stories, great contacts for my business. My husband has been with me. We sat next to this, she's a motivational speaker, travels around the world. She was a great resource for my husband and for me. And she made a comment to my husband, and she said, I know I want to connect with your wife because I can see she pays attention to detail. She got up at 4 o'clock this morning and she put herself together like this. I know that this is somebody who I would want to work with, could work with, and would pay as much attention to detail in terms of the projects that I would want to work on with her. So that's just an example of that alone. You do not have to look like you are coming off of a glossy fashion magazine off of a runway. I don't even think that's crazy talk.
Well, you always do.
That's really, really kind of you. I don't think that I do, but thank you for that. But you don't have to look like that, but you don't have to have your Sunday best, okay?
Okay.
But for women, for example, I think that you can be, and men, you can be fashionable and functional as well. And I always, in terms of tips, layers. Airplanes are notoriously cold to me. I'm always cold. And so why not, throw on a nice pair of jeans, right? We all have that nice pair of go-to jeans that we can wear for a semi, dressy function that we feel, okay, they're not my grungy jeans. They're not the jeans I'm going to wear out in the yard, but they are jeans that are presentable,
mm-hmm.
And you can wear them at the airport. You could wear them to a nice dinner. Nice pair of jeans. Slip-on shoes, right? You don't want to get buckled down. Shoelaces, so difficult, when you're in the airport security line to take that off. Simple, classic shoes you can slip in and out of. And then a nice dress for men, the shirt you're wearing, you've got this button-up top right now. Its button is undone. It's this kind of cool, chic look. The tie is, a little loose. You look great. This is the ideal attire, I think, for wearing for a man in particular for the airport. A woman, you can throw on a nice cardigan. I always say simple palettes. I always stick with black when I travel with one pop of color. And I try not to get boggled down in jewelry. I love my jewels, but that's another thing that goes off in the airport security line. Belts can be a problem too. So when you look at yourself and you feel good. We all know when we can look at ourselves in the mirror and say, I feel good. All right. I can go out like this, and it's a self-esteem booster. But if you look at yourself in the mirror and you question, okay, can I go out in this? Change your outfit.
And Helene is not saying we're going back to the 1950s.
No.
But you're saying that we've gone too far. And interesting that what you're saying is not just because, well, it's nice to look nice. You're saying there is something functional, that occasionally you do want to present yourself. You're in public. You want to present yourself in a way that is positive, that in sort of in a way sells yourself.
And this is just a story for the reason why I am the way that I am. my mom told me the story when she and my father got married, and my dad, you know, was like, I got to take the trash out. He had his pajamas on. He went upstairs, put a suit on, and took the trash out, okay? And again, not saying you have to do this, but it was a matter of, A, self-respect, and then also respect for others, respect for the neighbors. He wanted to present himself in a way so he would feel good about himself, but to also let the neighbors know, I care about you. And that's also when we dress in attire that is appropriate. It doesn't have to be ultra stylish, super dressed up. I'm not talking about name brands, labels. I like a bargain just as much
Absolutely.
As anybody else.
Yeah,
my
yeah.
gosh. But it is about that, just that classic, functional, simple look that's approachable, but also there's just this, a nice edge to it where someone can say, who is that? And then you can say, I feel good.
How old were you when you watched your dad put that suit on and go out to take the trash out?
Well, that was before I was even born. My
okay.
parents, my mom told me that story about
oh,
my parents.
Okay, gotcha.
But I watched my dad. My dad had a condition called sickle thalassemia. It's a form of sickle cell anemia. Mm. So he was in pain just about every day of his life. Mm. And the thing about him, every time he said to me, Helen, I will dress up because it makes me feel so good. And my dad would on a weekend wear dress pants, a dress shirt, and sometimes a tie. And I know some people listening would say that's a little overboard, but it made him feel good. And he forgot about whatever condition he was in physically because he looked at himself in the mirror and he said, I look pretty fly. And that's what my dad would say. I look pretty fly.
Here's the part that really rings true with me is just the signal to the neighbors, though, that I care about you.
Exactly.
I'm not saying if I
exactly.
wear sweatpants on a plane, I'm trying not to respect people around
right.
me. But I understand the point that you're making.
Right.
And I understand what my grandparents would tell me about flying on a plane. And I understand the happy medium that Helen Bandutti-Hofer is aiming for here. And the last point I would make is this, especially because my wife has gotten to know Helen so much and appreciates what you do for people when it comes to helping them with fashion. I think people would be really surprised to find out how much you pay or don't pay for what you wear.
Oh.
So it's not about breaking the bank
Absolutely
on fashion.
Absolutely not. I'm the person who walks in the store and I will go straight to the sale rack. And I love bargains. I mean, my mom had me in a mall when I was like a toddler searching for bargains. She said to me, Helen, you can get one thing for $50 or you can get five things for $50 and you can make it work. She taught me how to mix and match I love getting a good deal. And that's what this is about. It's like you said, you don't have to break the bank. You can get something that's perfect for you and you can feel good about it too. And it's good on your wallet.
All right. Well, I've still got a few hours to maybe
change
what I'm wearing.
Please, Evan. I will make you change your mind.
Helen Bandutti-Hofer is the host of Need to Know on WXXI-TV, the owner of your own personal styling company. It's called Jurna Style. And where can people find it, Helen?
They can find it on the web, jurnastyle.com.